This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Ange. In case those of you who don't know, Ange Barry is the CEO of Joy 94.9. This is her second time co-hosting.
It's absolutely a pleasure.
It's fantastic.
And a privilege, Macca, to be part of your show.
No, look, thank you, but it's a privilege to have you here. Our next guest is Rochelle Smith. Mm-hmm. Rochelle is the festival director of the Word for Word, now not the Joy Show Word for Word, which follows Saturday Magazine.
Yes.
But the Word for Word National Non-Fiction Festival, which is taking place in Geelong 15 to the 17th of November. Good morning, Rochelle. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Now, if my memory serves me right, this is about the fifth or sixth festival?
This is the sixth Word for Word festival. Very hard to say, the sixth festival.
Sixth.
But yes.
And
it is.
There's about, 50 or so sessions over this weekend, 15 to 17 November, 83 presenters, workshops, panel discussions, keynote address, and even a dedicated kids stream. Sounds pretty interesting.
That's right. We've crammed a lot into 3 days.
It is. And, of course, for those who don't know, Geelong is about a one-hour train ride from Melbourne, and if you're a seniors person, you can get a free trip. It's a weekend.
That's right. And the Geelong train station is about a 400-metre walk across the beautiful Johnson Park to the library. So very convenient.
Even I could do that.
Answered my question there. I was going to ask, where is it in Geelong? Such a beautiful part of the world, Geelong. So it's in the library.
Yes, it's in the Geelong Library and Heritage Centre. Oh, yes, fantastic. We have our workshops on the Friday. We have them at 8 different locations at community libraries from Bannockburn to Queenscliff, Torquay, Leopold, and then for Saturday and Sunday and Friday opening night, we're at the Geelong Library and Heritage Centre. So we're sort of a vertical festival where we have five different floors, so we have concurrent sessions going, so you can go in between and see a lot of different stuff. It's going to be fantastic.
So, Rochelle, first time writing festival attendees, what would you say to them to encourage them to come along? Because there's people out there who've never been to a writers' festival, and
that's right.
Yeah. What would be your message for those people?
I would say don't be intimidated by the writers' festival thing. I would say just come along and join in the conversation, grab a festival pass that will allow you to see six different sessions across the weekend in any configuration that you like, and you can go in and you can see people talking about their memoir, like Tim Costello, Archie Roach. You can come and see Jane Caro give a keynote address about her book Accidental Feminists. We have Benjamin Law coming with Growing Up Queer in Australia, and two contributors to the book, Justine Hyde and Yemiko Marama. So, yep. And they're talking with Daniel Marshall, who is he's the convener of Gender and Sexuality Studies at Deakin University. So that's going to be a fascinating conversation. Lots of amazing panels, and I think it's really just dip in and just get a touch of everything, really.
Yep. And Benjamin Law's session that you just mentioned, when is that on?
So that's on Saturday, the 16th of November. Yep. And that's one of our many panel discussions. We also use the gallery space next to the library as well. So we have four different spaces going at the same time. We've got a few different things happening this year as well. We have two walk and talk sessions. So we're going to talk with author John O'Lanine, who's written a book called Perfect Motion about walking and the value of walking for our mental and physical health and why we evolved to be walking on two feet. And so we're going to do that walking. So we're going to walk around the library and up and down the stairs and out around the park. So, yeah.
Get
that's
fit.
Really exciting.
Get fit and get smart at the same time?
Yes. Well, hopefully they'll walk and stop and talk. We don't want them to trip over or anything like that.
Now, Rochelle, what's the cost, Rochelle? What sort of, obviously...
So a festival pass. Yep. Yeah, festival pass for those six sessions will set you back $110 at the full price, and $95 for concession. We've got early birds going for a couple of weeks as well, so that's even better. And individual sessions are $22 full price.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm wondering with
and
the...
And our workshops...
No, you go.
Sorry.
You go.
our workshops are very affordable. Half-day workshops, they're $60 full price as well. So people like Angela Savage, Director of Writers Victoria, David Astle, David Stavanger, Ghost Boy, Spoken Word Poet, yeah, doing amazing workshops as well.
Great.
Rochelle, you mentioned about children's...
Children's streams, yeah.
Children's streams. What sort of non-fiction would we expect to see in the children's stream?
So I'm really excited about the children's sessions this year. There's quite a bit of nonfiction for children, a lot of popular works being rewritten for a youth audience. So we have three sessions on the Sunday, and one of them, the first one is, I've got to pronounce this correctly because I've been schooled in how to pronounce this in the Wadawurrung language. It is Ngana. And that is a dictionary of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander words and phrases from Auntie Faye Muir and Sue Lawson, co-authors. And they're doing an introduction to First Nations languages for kids.
Right.
And then we have Footy Fanatics with Tony Wilson talking about his new book, A Boy Called Bob, which is a reworking of Bob Murphy's, the Western Bulldogs captain's book, which was called Leather Soul, his memoir. And the popular Selwood Boys. So obviously we're in Geelong, so Selwood Boys, Geelong football, you know, we think that will be fairly popular. And Tim and Tigon, which is Tim Cope, he wrote an adult adventure book called On the Trail of Genghis Khan, and he has written a children's version of that. So, we're really excited about those ones.
So what's the highlight for you, Rochelle? You know, if you can only go to one session, what would it be for you?
Oh, look, Maka, that's like choosing one of my children.
Well, you know, if you've got lots of children, you can make a choice.
I'm really, really I'm really excited about Archie Roach, Uncle Archie, coming along with Tell Me Why, which is his memoir about being a stolen child and his amazing journey. That is publishing very close to the festival, so we'll be the first festival to have Uncle Archie talking about his book, and he's talking with Lou Bennett from Titus.
Right.
And that's going to be amazing. We also have Claire Bowditch, Ash Grunwald doing their memoir as well, so I've got a feeling there might be some guitars brought around and brought out for the sessions, a couple of the sessions. I know you asked me to choose one, but I'm doing a very bad job of it.
It's a long one.
Neil Drinnen is coming, and I know he's been on Joy talking with Bob Perry, and
I think Claire has too, actually.
Yeah, that's an amazing book, The Devil's Grip. That's just a phenomenal read. So that's going to be really exciting. I'm looking forward to that one.
Well, look, it sounds like there's lots and lots to choose from. 15th to 17th of November, Geelong Library and Heritage Centre. People should Google, shouldn't they, to get more info?
They absolutely should. We have all of the program there that I haven't done a terribly good job of giving a...
No, it's all good.
There is just so much to talk about. So, yes, it's all there. And there's all sorts of interesting topics and really topical issues at the moment. Homelessness, growing up queer panel, of course. We have violence against women panel. We have neoliberalism, banking royal commission. So lots and lots of different subjects.
Sounds like a live in-person version of Saturday Magazine.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you, Rochelle. We've been speaking with Rochelle Smith, the Festival Director of the Word for Word National Non-Fiction Festival. 15th to 17th of November in Geelong. It's the sixth festival. Sounds really interesting. Look it up, people. go and have a look and support it. Libraries are the centre of so many communities for all of us. I encourage you to look at it.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.